Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun this season. Kings Island is now open weekends.
Dogs are an important part of our lives. That means protecting them from parasites. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus, afoxolaner, moxidectin, and pyrantel chewable tablets. NexGard Plus chews provide one-and-done monthly protection against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. Plus, they're delicious and easy to give. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive. Ask about NexGard Plus Chews.
What's up, everybody, and welcome in to Commanding the Huddle. I am your host, Ryan Fowler, happy to be joined today by one of the premier running backs in the 2024 NFL Draft. That is Kendall Milton from the University of Georgia. Kendall, first things first, man. Appreciate you joining me. How's this pre-draft process been for you so far?
The pre-draft process has really been amazing. Just, you know, really being able to first off building relationships, being able to go down to Texas. That was where I spent my time training at the Sports Academy in Frisco, Texas, and just being able to connect with a lot of different athletes from different schools that, you know, on the field will be classified as rivals. But when you spend 7 to 8 weeks, you know, training and focusing on each other's craft, you know, you kind of grow a brotherly relationship. So, you know, firsthand the relationships, as well as just, you know, being able to just focus on your game, you know, kind of being selfish for once, getting out of that college football mindset of the whole, you know, team type of mindset, but kind of being selfish for yourself, as well as, you know, just being able to focus on your body, focus on your needs, really just focus on yourself. So I really enjoyed it. Being able to go from spend the pre-combine process in Frisco, then coming back to Georgia to do my pro day training and my, you know, pre-draft training. Just being able to be back with the guys, you know, the guys that I spent 3 to 4 years with, on the team with, just being able to spend time with them and get back with them, catch up with them, has definitely been a great process. So, you know, I've been, you know, having a great time with this whole, you know, process. And I've been trying to enjoy it because you only get it one time. So I've been trying to enjoy it.
Absolutely, man. Look, Kendall, the back end of 2023 was fantastic for you, right? End of the career, 9 touchdowns in 5 games, 2 touchdowns against Florida State, and the last time you're going to wear a Georgia Bulldog helmet. But when you look at your game as you move here into these next few months and into your first rookie minicamp, are there some things, man, that you're looking to fine-tune in your game, whether it's maybe your hands in space or in pass pro or how you approach the line of scrimmage and whether you're running gap, you're running outside, inside zone, some different things like that? Just take me into maybe your workout process here over these last few weeks and as you work into the summer here as you get in the NFL.
Yeah, so one thing that I really been wanting to focus on is just kind of make myself more of a versatile running back, focusing on, you know, routes in space, making those tough catches, making those catches to be able to extend your game. You know, that's been one thing I've been really focusing on. And, you know, just really been, you know, going hard on the, as you would say, running back training, the, you know, being able to read the holes, like not even just on the field training, but also in film, just being able to, you know, let the game be slower. Because once you kind of understand the game, once you kind of understand, like break it down to a point of a film aspect, then everything kind of becomes slower. So that's been something that I've kind of trying to be able to balance within my preparation. But, you know, I've really just been kind of, I think that the saying is, whatever got you here, you know, keep doing that. So yeah. I've been really just, you know, focusing on a lot of the things that I've been doing, staying in shape, staying honed into my training. And, you know, I've been really, you know, I've been happy with my results, I'll say that.
Absolutely. Well, Kendall, man, for those out there that weren't able to watch you at Georgia, or even shoot back to your time in high school, and obviously had a hell of a high school career as well, but weren't able to watch you down there for the Georgia Bulldogs, or just lived under a rock, man, for these last 3-4 years. What are teams getting in Kendall Milton, not only as a running back, but also as a young man and leader in the locker room as well?
Yeah, I would say the team that gets me is getting a great leader. I would say me, myself, I'm more of a lead by example type of person. You know, I try to make my actions, you know, I try to live a way that people are attracted to my actions. They want to follow in a way that I lead. So that's been something that I've always wanted to, you know, keep a part of me. And also somebody that's just a student of the game that's going to, you know, stay in extra to make sure that I'm prepared in every way to be able to do my job and make sure that they have the most confidence in me that I'm able to do that job. And I would just say a great locker room guy, somebody that's going to bring the team together and, you know, be able to have those tough talks with the team, be able to hold people accountable, just be that team leader that every team needs.
Kendall, talk to me, man, about your time at Georgia. And obviously, look, there's not a lot of guys in any sport, any league around the world at whatever level that can call themselves a two-time champion, and let alone back-to-back champions. Just talk about your time at Georgia in Athens under Kirby Smart, the time you had there, and how it helped you evolve as a player and as a man as well.
To be honest, the time was crazy. Like, coming out of high school, you know, I always said I wanted to win a natty, but to be able to look back and realize that you won two of them is kind of surreal. So, you know, firsthand, you know, definitely blessed to be on a part of a program that was able to win two national championships and have teams with players like I did, be able to build relationships like I did, you know, build lifelong friends and really just build connections for, you know, myself outside of football, after football. So I've, you know, my time at Georgia has definitely been a blessing. I've been able to, you know, do things that I, you know, it's crazy because coming from California, there's a lot of things that are different about Georgia. Like, I think it was right after the Ole Miss game. I went deer hunting with one of my teammates, Cade Brock. You know, he's a real country dude. So we went out hunting real late at night, and I actually, you know, shot me 3 deer. So, you know, that was, you know, just being at Georgia, just spending time with the guys, you know, I've done a lot of things that I never thought that I would have, and I've accomplished a lot of things that, you know, kind of seemed, I wouldn't say impossible, but they didn't seem like within reach. So, you know, it's definitely been a blessing, my time at Georgia.
Talk about your time also, Kendall, in the SEC. Obviously, it is well known that really the transition from the SEC to the NFL is that grace period that really, it exists a little bit, right? But just the level of talent that you're going against, let alone in practice every single day. But then you show up on Saturday and the competition level is just, it's you can't take any plays off. Can you talk about your experience in the SEC, how that's going to help you translate to the next level where, of course, the game speeds up, things get a little bit more complicated. But for a guy like you that spent a multitude of years and the success that you had at Georgia, what is your experience like playing in the SEC where you truly can't take any snaps off?
Man, to be honest, you know, the SEC was a large reason why I came to Georgia. Just that, you know, that hard-headed competition that, you know, I remember growing up watching the Alabama versus Georgia national championship game. And first thing I was thinking, I was like, dang, Georgia's a physical team. Like, those boys are out there hitting. And, you know, just seeing that, and when it got down to the time where it was kind of time to make a business decision on where my future was going to be taking place, I took that into account. I wanted to be a part of a team, a part of a league that kind of prepared you for the NFL in terms of talent, speed, you know, just players all across the board. And I feel like the SEC really did that. I can remember my freshman year coming into Georgia. Our D-line was Jermaine Johnson, Jordan Davis, Devonta Wyatt, Trayvon Walker, Nolan Smith. Linebackers were Monty Rice, Quay Walker, N'Kobe Dean, Robert Beal. Safeties, Lewis Seen, Richard LeCount. Corners, Eric Stokes, Tyson Campbell. You know, every single one of those guys is in the league.
Yeah.
And that was a defense that I was going up against every single day, you know, my freshman year. And, you know, my running back coach, Dale McGee, he wasn't scared to, you know, throw me in the fire to, you know, have me take those first team reps with the first team defense and things like that, because, you know, he challenged me to get better every day. So, you know, being in the SEC and really being, you know, having the defenses that Georgia has had that I've been able to prepare myself with every day, you know, leading up until the game, I would say that it's just been an unreal experience. It's prepared me in the way that I would say, you know, separates me from others just because of, you know, and I would say everybody knows, like, SEC is, you know, the closest thing in translation to, you know, the next level. So I would say just being a part of the SEC has, you know, prepared me in numerous ways.
I love it, man. Look, are there guys that are active in the NFL today or maybe inactive in the past that you watched growing up that, look, you have your own level skill set, right, Kendall? You do your own unique things. But are there some things maybe you take from certain guys' games, inactive or active, that you add into your game as well at the running back position?
Yeah, so there's a good amount of players that I kind of just, you know, I would say, like, admired growing up because, you know, there's always those few players that catches somebody's eye. So I would say that the first player when I was growing up, I always admired LaDainian Tomlinson, just his running style, his kind of finesse while running. I always admired him. I admired Le'Veon Bell with his patience and, you know, letting the blocks develop, letting the defense kind of put themselves out of place and, you know, slithering through the hole. I remember growing up, I used to love watching Chris Johnson, but, you know, that speed is unreal, so it's kind of hard to translate that. But let me think. Leonard Fournette. Watch with, because, you know, he's a bigger back and he's able to move in certain ways that, you know, shows that it's possible and move in ways to kind of catch the defense off guard, as well as Todd Gurley with his time, just the athleticism and, you know, how swift he looks running the ball. So, you know, those are all guys that I kind of, you know, admired watching, as well as Adrian Peterson, to be honest, because I can remember watching him. He just always, you know, ran like a bull. He always kind of had that aggressive, angry running style. So I would say all those guys are, you know, players that I really admired watching.
Kendall, just a couple more for you, man. I really appreciate you obviously taking the time today, and obviously your detail and your answers. I really appreciate that, man. You come from a long lineage in your family of talented football players. Like, your brother played college ball as well. Your uncle is a former Butkus Award winner at Illinois, number 2 overall pick in the 1996 NFL draft. Can you just talk about growing up in that competitive atmosphere where football excellence and excellence as a whole is just – it's an expectation, and you grew up with that as a young man, and now as you enter the NFL, just talk about the experience and growing up in a family where really excellence is just the standard.
Yeah, so it's crazy because football was never really, like, it wasn't forced upon me. Like, I was always, you know, given this choice. Amount of sports between football, basketball, baseball, wrestling, track, and, you know, all type of stuff. But, you know, I was never really forced to play football.
Yeah.
But my older brother, he played, I guess at the time it was Pee Wee football, and my dad was a coach on that football team. So, you know, during that time, I was always that little kid just running around the football field, you know, not even really paying attention to the game, but just around the game in general.
Yeah.
So, you know, just growing up with that, always around the game, you know, I got into football my first year. I think it was around that kindergarten age. And, you know, I'm not going to lie, I wasn't too hot with the game. I wasn't too good. So I didn't know if this was going to be the game for me. But, you know, some spark just happened. Something shook up year two. And, you know, it showed the skill within the game, the potential in the game. And I just always stuck with it. And, you know, to be honest, my uncle, he's always been, because I've always looked at it as my uncle, he's been in all the places that I want to get. You know, he's been through everything that I really want to kind of accomplish out of the game. And, you know, he's made the right decisions, you know, on and off the field to still have a, you know, comfortable, successful life, you know, even today. So, you know, he was somebody that I really kind of looked towards as like a mentor because, you know, like I said, he accomplished everything that I want to. So it's kind of like in a way that, you know, he knows how to navigate the path, certain decisions, certain situations that I need questioning on. You know, he's literally went through every single one of those situations. So that's definitely been helpful within the process. And my older brother, he's just been somebody that I, you know, really always looked up to. You know, I've watched his path. He's went from, you know, the junior college route to being able to play at Fresno State. And I've always just admired him for what he's, you know, been able to – I've always admired him for what he's been able to accomplish based on the circumstances, based on the obstacles placed against him. So, you know, those are definitely two people that I have always, you know, looked up to and, you know, looked look towards for advice and things like that.
I love to hear that. Kendall, two more for you before we get you out of here, man. We talked about your ability on the field when you're all strapped up. What are some things that you like to do off the field? I know you talked about you getting into hunting a little bit, but are you a gaming guy? You like to cook, like to travel, man? What does Kendall Milton like to do away from football?
Yeah, I'm a big time gamer. I love getting on games like Call of Duty or, you know, 2K or Madden. And, you know, it's always more fun when it's, you know, the guys all in the house or the guys all in the room. And, you know, we're just playing against each other, talking trash, just, you know, really having a good time. But I also love to travel, just, you know, going different places, really experiencing different things, you know, kind of experiencing different cultures, things like that. And let me think what else I like to do. I like to listen to music. I would say I'm a big, like, I love just listening to music all day, just having, you know, different tunes. And I feel like music based on the vibe of what you're doing is, like, super important. So I would say, you know, those are, you know, the main hobbies for, you know, Kendall outside of football.
Are you a guy that listens to more modern type of music with guys, you know, Drake, Lil Baby, Future? Or are you a guy that kind of listens to a little bit of everything?
See, it's really a little bit of everything in terms of, like, I would say not everything, but, like, the whole hip-hop, R&B space, you know, I like to listen to some old-school R&B or for certain moves I like to put on, like, Burna Boy or, you know, who else is out there? Burna Boy or I have a whole international playlist. So
okay.
So I got a whole, you know, different aspects of the music just based on the whole vibe, you know, what's going on.
I love it. Never a problem to be well-versed, right, in anything you do, Kendall. Exactly. Awesome, man. Look, last one for you. When you look back on this process, Kendall, as a kid, first time you ever put on a helmet, to your high school career, to now multiple years at Georgia, two national championships, and now you're just a little over a month away from this thing. When you sit down with your family and you hear your name called, and again, just a little over a month's time, just how special, man, is that moment going to be for you and your family when you hear Kendall Milton called in Detroit?
It's going to be crazy, man. I might shed a tear just because this isn't something, you know, like the first day I put on pads, the first time, you know, we went out when I was a little kid running around. This isn't something that, you know, this wasn't something that I was even thought of. You know, I could think back to even the point when I received my first offer in eighth grade. You know, I wasn't even thinking of playing college football. Like, that wasn't even something that was even, you know, in the thought process. So, you know, to be able to, you know, be blessed, because I always say, you know, you never know your path. God knows your path. So to be able to, you know, go through the things that I've went through and experience the things that I have and be able to, you know, overcome, you know, certain types of adversity and share a special moment like that with my family and friends, like, I think it's just going to be a surreal moment. And I feel like it's not just going to be for me, but it's going to be for my family, just because, you know, they've also sacrificed a lot to be able to help me accomplish my dream and accomplish my goal. So, you know, I'm excited for the moment. And I'm also humbled for the moment, because I know how much of a blessing this is. This isn't something that just, you know, happens to everybody, happens all the time. This is a really special moment. So I'm just excited. You know, I'm excited. I'm humbled. I'm, you know, blessed. I'm just, you know, feeling all types of things. And I just can't wait for the moment to, you know, happen.
All right, everyone, hope you enjoyed my conversation with Kendall Milton, running back from the University of Georgia. Every single year, you guys know the type of talent that Kirby Smart, his program down there in Athens, continues to pump out. And Kendall finally got healthy towards the back end of 2023 and just had an unbelievable end to his 2023 season. I mentioned the 2-touchdown game to end his collegiate career, went over 100 yards on just 9 carries against Florida State in the Orange Bowl. The game prior on the SEC Championship, 2 more touchdowns against Alabama. Last regular season game at Georgia Tech, 18 carries, 156 yards on the ground for about 9 yards a pop, and 2 more touchdowns. 2 weeks prior, 127 yards, 2 more touchdowns against, 2 more touchdowns, excuse me, against Ole Miss, as Kendall mentioned. In the interview, guys, 9 touchdowns in 5 games when this kid got fully healthy. You want somebody that's got some fresh tread on the tires, a kid that is dynamic in space, someone that, look, you come from Georgia, everything is earned. He didn't go in the transfer portal. He stayed at Georgia, worked his way up the depth chart, consistently earned carry after carry after carry, battled through some injuries at time. Obviously, that comes with the game of football, the ability to battle through adversity. You obviously heard the detail and the nuance that he has as far as a young man that is just gets it. He flat out gets it. So I'm excited to see where Kendall Milton lands. Again, running back from the University of Georgia. Greatly appreciate him taking time out of his busy schedule As always, appreciate you guys tuning in. A lot more of these prospect interviews to come out here as we get closer to the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm on X, if you don't follow me there already, at _RyanFowler. All my work can be found at Bleacher Report and the Draft Network. So again, appreciate you guys as always. You can find this podcast on all podcast platforms. I'll talk to you soon. I'm Ryan Fowler, and this is Commanding the Huddle.
Dogs are an important part of our lives, and keeping them protected is a top priority, especially against nasty parasites. That's why you gotta check out NexGard Plus, afoxolaner, moxidectin, and pyrantel chewable tablets. NexGard Plus chews provide one-and-done monthly protection that kills fleas and ticks, prevents heartworm disease. Plus, it treats and controls roundworms and hookworms. That's a whole lot of protection packed into a delicious beef-flavored, soft chew designed to make monthly dosing easy and enjoyable. So the next time you're at the vet, ask about NexGard Plus chews. They're the one-and-done monthly parasite protection you want for your dog. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 7. My trip to South Dakota was the best summer ever. Now I don't need to go to Mars, because I've been to the Badlands. And I caught a bigger walleye than Dad when we went to the Missouri River. Then I rode my bike through these huge rocks called needles. Ooh, I also saw my first herd of bison, even a fuzzy furry baby one. I can't wait to go back and see more. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.